Hamas says there'll be no let-up to rocket fire until Israel agrees to lift its blockade of Gaza, which is one of the sticking points in Egyptian mediation. Meeting with Palestinian negotiators to those talks, President Abbas vowed to stay with the Egyptian initiative, despite Hamas' mistrust of the new government in Cairo. As it's Hamas, not President Abbas, who can call off the attacks, U.S. officials say the Palestinian leader risks being overshadowed here. State Department Deputy Spokeswoman Marie Harf.
Well, we're having a number of conversations with them, as are our other partners who have strong partnerships with the Palestinian Authority. So we're having those conversations, but at the end of the day, we need Hamas to make some decisions.
American University professor Guy Ziv says the Obama administration wants to keep President Abbas relevant because they'll need him in any lasting solution with Israel.
It's ultimately a good idea to have a unified government because the leader of the Palestinian Authority, in this case, Mahmoud Abbas, is going to have to represent all the Palestinians, not just his own faction, when a peace treaty is ultimately signed, if a peace treaty is ultimately reached.
A two-state solution to the long conflict that has failed in part because of Israel's hard line with President Abbas, says former U.S. Ambassador Adam Arely.
In fairness to Abbas and that faction of the Palestinian body politic that is moderate and reasonable, look, the Israelis don't give him much to work with.
Arely says President Abbas was weakened even before the latest fighting in Gaza.
The Israelis, in my view, have done everything to undermine Abbas. They've reneged on prisoners, they've expanded settlements, and every time Abbas says, well, I'm talking to the Israelis and maybe we'll get somewhere, he undermines his credibility with his own people because the Israelis make him look powerless to do anything to constrain them.
The Israeli military campaign in Gaza further undercuts President Abbas because it's an opening for Iran, says U.S. Institute of Peace analyst Steve Heidemann.
It now seems as if Iran, at least, is hoping to use this crisis as a way to reinsert itself into the Palestine equation through a renewed relationship with Hamas.
President Abbas continues to consult with regional leaders who back the Palestinian Authority, including Jordanian King Abdullah. But U.S. officials say Hamas supporters, Turkey and Qatar, are less interested in the success of the Palestinian leader and the Egyptian mediation he's backing. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.